Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I thought today we'd do something a little bit different, a little bit less soothing, a little more bracing, because while we need calm, while we need that relaxed energy, we do need energy to carry us through difficult times and to carry us through challenges, the good kind of challenges as well as the kinds that are thrust upon us. So whatever you are facing this week, take a moment and let's think together using our memories and our bodies as well as our minds. Let's think together about what it's like to fail. Now, I know you failed at something, and I bet when you failed, you really hated it. In fact, I bet it will be really easy for you to think of a time now when you failed in the past, and when you think of it, it still makes you wince a little. It's still uncomfortable. You've got a time like that. So I want you to take your non-dominant hand and just give it a squeeze into a fist as you go all the way back into that memory of what it's like to fail, what it was like at that particular time and place to go through that particular failure. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel. And then when you're all the way back and you know it's not pleasant, just let it go. Open your hand all the way up, give it a little shake, and come all the way back to listening to my voice. The thing about failures is that you're going to encounter them. Even if you are determined to only do the things you can do perfectly, life will happen, things will change, and there will be times you walk into that door and you experience a failure. So instead of avoiding failure, it's better just to know how to handle it when you do have a failure. So when you give that non-dominant hand a squeeze now, just check, that failure comes back. So that gives us a way of holding on to it when we need it and letting it go by releasing our hand. Now in the other hand, I'd like you to give a little squeeze and squeeze even more tightly as you recall a time when you were just doing the right thing. You knew it was the right thing to do. It might have been morally right. It might have just been a matter of making the right technical choice, but what you were doing was the right thing to do. And go all the way back into that experience of being completely engaged in doing the right thing. And as you are, just give that other hand, that dominant hand, a little squeeze so that you are holding in your fist the experience of doing the right thing. And you can just enjoy that a little more. You can notice where in your body you know you are doing the right thing, what you are seeing when you are doing the right thing, what you are paying attention to both in the sound around you and in the voice in your head, when you are doing the right thing. And then when you've really scanned through that experience, just open your hand up and let it go. Come back to my voice. And we're going to add one more experience to that same hand. And this is an experience of a time you just kept going. You might have been doing something dull and repetitive, or you might have been doing something challenging and difficult. But whatever it was, there were times you'd like to have just walked away, but you just kept going until you achieved what you had set out to achieve. And so I want you to go back into that memory now of perseverance, of just keeping doing the right thing until you get what you want. And go way all the way back into that experience as if it's happening now. See what you see, hear what you hear. Feel what you feel as you just keep going through difficult conditions. And just give that right hand another squeeze and hold that experience again in that dominant hand. And open it up and let it go. Now just check. Give your non-dominant hand a little squeeze. And is that failure there? Does it still make you wince just a little? Okay, let it go. Close the other hand up. And notice as you close your dominant hand that you can recall both what it's like to be doing the right thing and to being perseverant, to just keep going until you get the job done. You've got both those experiences there. That's great. Open that hand up. Now I want you to close that hand, that non-dominant hand. Let that feeling of failure come back. And as it does, I want you to take your dominant hand, put it on top of that fist and squeeze your hand around the other hand so that your experiences of doing the right thing and persevering are now completely wrapped around that experience of failure. You should notice a little bit of confusion, a little bit of weirdness, a little bit of rewiring, and as you do, just open up both hands, give them a shake out. Scan through your body from the top to the toes. Just notice what you're feeling. Be mindful. And then take that non-dominant hand and give it a little bit of a squeeze and ask yourself, when I think about that failure, what's different now? Isn't that cool? In just 5 minutes, you can learn something new about how you can fail and persevere and keep going, because each failure is really just a stepping stone to knowing what you need to know so that you can do what you need to do so that you get something satisfying. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.